Hey everybody, Dr. Bueller here, and thanks for joining me for another edition of the Staying Connected podcast. Today, I just wanted to discuss with you a thought I had about just opportunities and evolving our life. And so in a minute, we're going to get into that. For now, don't forget, you can stay connected with me on all social media platforms at Dr. Ian Bulow. I always love it when people reach out to me and let me know what they're thinking of the programming. And if you ever want to join me for one of these podcasts, just let me know. We'll set it up. All right, guys, on to the episode. So those of you that know me know that for a while there, I had started what was called the 5 a.m. Club. And I even started a Facebook group on it, but it was this idea of having an accountability group for early rising and having really stringent morning routines. Doesn't have to be stringent physically, you know. It was just time to set aside and prioritize things like meditation, exercise, self-care, basically setting up your day. And it's still something that I believe in. Everybody has a morning routine, whether it's planned on or not. But the point is just taking control over that and being conscientious with how you start your day. So anyhow, today I got up at 5 a.m. And that's something I've been reinstating in my life recently. I kind of got away from it for a while. But today, you know, this week, I've been pretty good about it. And right now, it's in the middle of June. And the days are longer in the middle of June. And so what I didn't realize or I had forgotten about was how early the sun starts to rise in the summer. And where I'm at in Western Pennsylvania, the sun hadn't risen yet, but the day was waking up basically. And there was this beautiful sunrise, kind of like pre-sunrise, I should say, on the horizon, where you could start to see the colors forming. The trees formed these silhouettes on the backdrop of the horizon, and the birds, my gosh, the birds were just full on singing. You know, the whole forestry around my house was alive, and it was something that really kind of took me, because here I'd gotten away from my 5 a.m. routine and was literally and figuratively asleep to the beauty of this morning. You know, and it made me really think there are opportunities and abilities that I think most of us are asleep to, that we have at our disposal, but we have not yet been made aware of them to even know that we can tap into them, right? And it's sort of like, you know, it goes back to this idea of your comfort zones and that your life can only grow as you expand and become comfortable in uncomfortable situations, and you expand your horizons, you expand your comfort zones. Because to the point of the early morning story and my experience this morning, there are things on the perimeter of your day-to-day routines that if you step outside of those routines, you may find an ability, a passion, an experience, a friendship, a relationship, a talent, a skill that you have, but you have not yet tapped into. And I don't even know that it has to necessarily be this like insurmountable, difficult thing, although I do think that has its benefit. It's just quite simply being aware and trying new things, right? Yes, you may be great at what you're currently doing. Like a snail is crossing the sidewalk at 0.01 miles an hour and thinks, this is all to life and I'm totally satisfied. But the snail could hitch a ride with a hawk and go see the beautiful majesty and scenery of the Grand Canyon. You know what I mean? So we just don't know. And all I'm saying is that it's okay to allow for new experiences in your life and to get used to doing that, because change is uncomfortable, but just getting used to trying new things or doing different things. Now, of course, these things have to be in line with your core values, right? So getting up early to meditate and exercise is not something that's dangerous to you. It's not going to to hurt you physically, emotionally, spiritually, you know what I mean? So obviously I'm not going to go and do something nefarious or dangerous or injurious to my body just for the sake of trying something new. That's foolish. But if given the opportunity to experience something with a friend that I've never done before, that's safe and isn't detrimental to my health or my spiritual and my core values, yeah, I'm gonna go do that with that guy or with that gal. You know what I mean? Like, hey, it's a new experience. Why not? You know, I think we should do that because it develops our character. It develops our strengths. And it develops our personalities. So here's to trying new things. And like I said at the beginning of the podcast, if you like this idea, or if you go out and do something new today, or you learn something today, hit me up, man. I want to know about it. I want to know how you're expanding your life. Thanks for joining me. We'll talk to you next time.